Our next storyteller.
Hello and welcome to The Narrators. This podcast collects stories from our live events where people share true stories based on a theme.
Today's story comes from comedian Vanessa Gonzalez. This story was recorded live on August 25th, 2018 at High Plains Comedy Festival. The theme of the show was bit.
Hey guys, how's it going? We feeling all right? Where are my bitches at? Yeah, okay, but like for real, where are the fucking bitches at? Like the mean ones. Okay, no one's hooting and hollering anymore, right? That's what I interpreted bit as. I was like, oh, that's just short for bitch, right? That's my interpretation of it. Because, you know, everyone's abbreviating words now. I'm like, look at that bit over there. Look at this big old bit over here. So I'm going to talk about bitches. Bitches come and go in your lives. They're going to come and go all the time. But you always remember the first bitch. The very first one. I remember mine. So I was in fifth grade, and I was in the playground with my best friends, Nikki, Christina Gonzalez, and Christina Salazar. And in fifth grade, they were, like, super cute and, you know, wore little short shorts and little spaghetti strap shirts. And in fifth grade, this was my body already, you know. So I couldn't wear spaghetti straps. I needed more coverage, so I wore, like, lasagna straps, if you will. Just pile them on there. And so, you know, we're kicking it, we're having a good time. And then, for no reason, the bitches of the school, Lily Mancias and Stephanie Escamilla, come up to us. And again, like, I don't remember, like, why or what. We were just hanging out. But then Lily called me fat. And then her and Stephanie started laughing at me. And at the time, I knew I was fat. I just didn't think anyone else knew. You know what I mean? I was, like, tugging at my shirt. I was like, what are you talking about, guys? I'm wearing this Tweety Bird shirt that says, leave me alone. Like, get out of my face, you know? And like my friends didn't know what to do. They didn't defend me or anything. So I was just kind of like taken aback. I was like, who told this bitch I was fat? You know? But luckily for me, I was watching a lot of Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam at the time. Y'all know this show? Yeah, it was a good show. If you don't know the show, it was this 90s stand-up comedy showcase where the show was 99% humiliating people in the audience. There's no material there, you know? Martin Lawrence, who was my favorite, would come on and he would just come out and like pick somebody and just be like, you look like shit. I bet you have a little dick. I bet, this is my Martin Lawrence, I bet you suck a lot of dick. I bet your dick looks like shit. Just these are actual lines I took from the show. And I remember as a child, I would watch this late at night. I would sneak out of my room and I'm watching Martin Lawrence telling people about their dicks. And I remember watching this as a child and being like, oh my God, I want to do that. I want to say something mean about someone. And I want to be praised like a god. Because that's what would happen. Like, unlike y'all, when I'm like, you got a little dick, y'all didn't do anything. But those audience on the TV would lose it. There was like standing ovations. Like, yeah, the person next to that person being made fun of is like, he does have a little dick. Holy shit. The person in the front row would like run out the building, do a lap, come back and sit down. It was amazing. It was amazing. So I'm like, yes, I want that in my life, right? So when Lily called me fat, I was like, okay, bit. Okay. here's my deaf comedy jam moment, okay? So I was like, you know, I came hard, maybe a little too hard, some would say, for a fifth grader. I was like, shut up, Stephanie. I know I'm fat, but at least I don't have two moles on my face that look like pieces of shit. And Lily? Oh, I'm fat? Oh, I'm fat? Well, at least I don't have a dick nose. Nobody high-fived me. None of us knew what a dick was. Everyone was like, whoa, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Nobody knew what a dick was. We just knew it was bad. Like, we just knew that the government and our moms are like, don't look at that till you're 18. So we were like, you know, we were just there. My friends, Nikki, Christina Gonzalez, Christina Salazar, they don't know who I am anymore. Lily starts bawling. Stephanie's trying to console her friends while covering her two moles. She's like, shit, God, you can't call anyone fat anymore or what? So, of course, Lily tells the teacher tells the principal calls my mom. Now, they call my mom and she's like, Miss Gonzalez, your little girl called another little girl a dick nose. That happened. Now, my mom watches a lot of crime shows. You know, Law and Order Regular, Law and Order Special Victims Unit. That's her news, right? That's all she's watching on a loop. So she always thinks there's a crime going on, okay? She doesn't trust anybody. She always suspects the worst is happening. There could be a man walking his dog in front of our house, and she'd be like, no, everybody lock the doors, turn off the lights. Okay, everyone get behind the couch because you know what my intuition is telling me about that man is that man just stole that dog from a woman he just physically assaulted. And now he's probably trying to smuggle black tar heroin in the little dog butt. Oh, you don't think you could smuggle black tar heroin in a little dog butt? You don't watch the news like I do. So again, the phone call. Miss Gonzalez, your little girl called another little girl a dick nose. And I knew that that happened because they tell me, you know, they call my mom, they tell me to come to the office. I'm sitting in the office just waiting. I hear my mom coming through the hallways just screaming, who's touching you? Who's touching you? How do you know what a dick is? Whose dick did you see? What color was it? Did it have hair? We need clues. She's yelling at the principal and the vice principal, why do you have dicks at this school? Huh? She didn't see a dick at home. She saw dicks here. I hide all the dicks at home. They're up high in a Jenga tin next to my mom's ashes. Now I have to find a new place. Thank you very much. And my mom's screaming at everybody, and I'm trying to get her attention. I'm like, Mom, I saw it on Deaf Comedy Jam. Saw it on Deaf Comedy Jam. And she's like, who's Deaf Comedy Jam? Who is that? Is that the homeless that's always at the Exxon? Oh, my God. It's okay, mijita. It's okay. You know why? Because in the criminal justice system, sexually-based offenses are considered especially heinous. in New York City. Don't look at the ground, look at me. In New York City, the dedicated detectives that investigate these vicious felonies, they're part of an elite squad. They call them the Special Victims Unit. These are their stories. Clang, clang. Thanks, guys. I'm Vanessa Gonzalez.
Vanessa Gonzalez. They was looking at you, they was looking at me. Lonely, lonely, shame.
The Narrators was created by Andrew Orvidal and is produced by me, Ron Doyle, Sydney Crane, and Aaron Rollman, with support from Scott Carney, Karen Wachtel, Jesse Witten, and Robert Rutherford. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Bumpboard Theater Company, Illegal Pete's, From the Hip Photo, and Great Divide Brewing Company. Our theme music is by Whale Hawk, and we'd also like to thank TikTok, who provided the outro music you're listening to right now. As always, a huge shout out to fans just like you who attend our live monthly shows, which take place every third Wednesday of the month at Bumpboard Theater in Denver, Colorado. For more information about our storytellers or the narrators, visit thenarrators.org and find, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. There was no good.